Well, just when we thought we'd get a bit of reprieve from the wet weather, it's forecast to rain again. The Weather Bureau is predicting up to 70 millimetres in Maroochydore over the next 2 days. Meteorologist Stephen Hadley says the bulk of it will be tomorrow.
Potentially we could see some good spells of rainfall, providing around 25 to 50 millimetres of rainfall across some parts of southeastern Queensland during tomorrow. It won't happen everywhere. Some places will get a bit less than that, but potentially quite a wet and cool day. Quite humid too.
Meanwhile, it may have been a little premature, but shark nets have been returned to waters off the Sunshine Coast. They were removed ahead of rough weather a week ago to prevent them from becoming dislodged. However, their return to our beaches comes as the Weather Bureau this morning issued a marine wind warning for Sunshine Coast waters. A Gympie police officer who smashed a car window to rescue the trapped driver is being recognised for his bravery. Jeremy Gardiel will join five other Queenslanders today in Brisbane to be presented a Royal Human Society of Australia Award. Constable Gardiel suffered cuts from the glass embedded in his hands during the rescue in June 2018, with the driver taken to hospital, eventually making a full recovery. And fresh flowers, recycled coffee pods and bottle tops are just some of the interesting combinations that'll grace the 25-metre catwalk at the Australian Wearable Art Festival on Saturday. Manager Helen Perry says the event is all about taking fashion to the extreme and supporting talented artists and designers.
We have over 40 models that are going to be taking to the catwalk on Saturday in a whole range of really spectacular outfits. You've just got to think Met Gala meets Paris Fashion Week.
Many of the designers have travelled from as far away as Argentina, the US and Singapore.